Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S.? With more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S., they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. So we have this story from TimCast.com. Illinois bakery told they can no longer hold events after planning kid-friendly drag show. Not just that, they might actually lose their liquor and business license if they continue to host events that do not have proper zoning. So this is the funny thing. It's like a zoning issue, not even an issue of having a sexual performance for children. I want to make one point before we get into the story, because we also have another story I want to talk about. This transgender male cheerleader who choked out a 17-year-old teenage female. I have a Media Matters coming after me because I did a segment where I said, clearly, not all gay people are groomers. There's an organization called Gays Against Groomers. So why is it that these media outlets are desperately trying to claim the phrase groomer refers to all gay people? Proving my point, they came after my video where I said not all gays are groomers, accusing me of insulting all gay people. And I especially said I have to wonder about the author of that article for doing this. She must have some inclination in support of pedophilia or be pedophile adjacent or a pedophile herself. They got really pissed off about that. But in my video, I basically made it simple. Drag shows are sexual performances.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it. Grooming is when you introduce an overt sexual concept, but at the minimal level, meaning a stripper showing up to a child, but not stripping would be the introduction of grooming. You want to introduce something light to the child or to the person and then slowly introduce, groom them into it. This is what child drag shows are doing. So to see something like this, there's some pushback. However, it doesn't seem like the power went out.
Hear that?
Oh, hey, good timing. Oh,
okay. There we go.
Hey, that was cool.
Exciting.
We have backup batteries, so nothing went down but the lights.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, so when the beeping happened, we actually have these larger batteries that we switch over to. Huh. We need to do a protocol for that because I don't know which plug to switch to. But I don't know. I'm assuming everything's still working, right? Anyway, I was talking about what? Oh yeah. It's a zoning issue. It's like no one's even going after them for trying to do these performances for kids. And the media's actually been defending it. So we talked on the main show about schools and education. You have a book about It Takes a Family. This is them targeting your family with the most egregious, acts possible. What are your thoughts? I'm curious,
I mean, to be very blunt, this is the face of evil in American society at its most base. Targeting children with bizarre sexual stuff. It undermines society. It undermines the family. That's the intent. It is grooming. I think the reason they get so upset when you talk about grooming is because you are dead square over the target. So yeah. You've identified it. You're shaming it in public. I think there's a really important thing in our society that we've really messed up, which is the idea of shame. Culture, very simply put, is what any group shames and honors. And we flipped it upside down. We used to honor the things that were honorable, bravery, courage, standing up for your family, being a father and a mother, having children. These were the honorable things, living what I would describe as a basic, normal life. Those are the things that were honored. Today, those are things that are shamed.
Can I put out one additional thing?
Absolutely. I agree with everything Mark said. But one of the things that gets missing at all this is the parents take their kids to these things.
Oh, that's right. Goodness.
Okay, so you can blame the bakery, and I do, and Mark's absolutely right. But what the heck with these moms and dads who are grooming their own children?
Did you ever see this coming? I mean, you were
absolutely.
Senator 07 to 12.
Yeah, I showed you the clip of Tony Soprano, right?
Right.
I mean, I wrote about it. I talked
Everyone
about it.
Everyone should look that clip up.
I was one of the guys who said, you start down this path and here's where we're going.
And they were like, you're a
hater. You're a radical. You're a fear monger. I mean, I proposed an amendment to codify in the Constitution what marriage is. And the biggest argument against it, this is 2004. This is before Obergefell. The biggest argument against it, it's unnecessary. No, it'll never change. I mean, this is just a few rogue states doing this. The reality is, you head down this road of redefining everything, right? And it there is no end to this.
I'm going to try and play this.
Don't forget.
You're just playing one piece of it.
I agree with that senatorium. Says if we let this stuff go too far, pretty sure we'll be fucking dogs.
He says, I agree with that Senator Sanatorium who says if we let this go too far, pretty soon we'll be fucking dogs.
That was your most famous quote.
That's
your campaign.
I think that was a quote. Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You were on the debate stage and you said, listen, let this go too far.
This is going to happen.
And some writer was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, so I didn't say that. And I said just the opposite of that. But the reality is, when you stand up to the cultural left, they will destroy you. And they tried. They tried to destroy me when I was back in the early 2000s. When I'd always been one of the pro-life leaders in Congress, and you know, did the partial birth abortion bill and a whole lot of other bills that actually did pass the Congress, and we won Supreme Court cases. And then I got engaged with these. What I saw is an issue of trying to fundamentally destabilize the family and go after the church at the same time, because you're going after you're going after marriage. You're going after something that that Christian and Jewish churches is, in Mama Catholic, it's a sacrament. It's something that we're not going to back away from. So it's not just going after the family, it's going after religious liberty at the same time. And I called the whistle on it. And all you have to do is Google my name and you'll see what they did.
But I think when you say, like, how can parents bring their kids here? We forget that these are people who already identify as liberal or on the left, and that culture tells you having kids is bad. So in some ways they're being discouraged from being parents anyways. They think you should spend more times at places like this and you should bring your kids with you, because really it's better to introduce your kids now and you should have these conversations. And, you know, ultimately,
there is no right or wrong. You just do, you just experience everything.
You're not celebrating everyone's choices.
These are people who tell their children, whatever you think is best. Where did that come from?
What if a
4-year-old could make a decision as to what's best for
about
them?
Anything.
Why don't we give 12-year-olds breast implants? Wow. But if a 12-year-old wants to have
she wants to remove the breasts,
right?
That's okay.
Have you seen this meme? This is an old meme from back in your political days.
Yeah.
What will happen if gay marriage is legalized? The whole diagram is gay people will get married. And then there's another color, a third world war will break out, not included. Various plagues, not included. Schools will begin teaching kids how to have gay sex, not included. The terrorists will win, not included. And the funny thing is about this meme is it aged very poorly.
Yeah.
Because
especially what's supposed to be in green. I've covered a couple different school districts for the site who have specific requirements that by certain ages, third grade, you have to have this understanding of sexual contact. You have this understanding of sodomy.
And I said how will my marriage affect you? Well, the answer is one heck of a lot. And that's why I said, you're not going to stop with just allowing us to do our private thing. You're going to force everyone to accept. And you're going to change everything, and then follow on down the line of everything else that we've seen with the LGBTQ expanding alphabet and symbols. That's all derived from the idea that we can redefine everything.
I think the end result is a system without definition. So, my attitude is, growing up in Chicago.
Like, what is a woman?
Well, I was very, my family and I were very in favor of gay marriage. But the idea is, in the privacy of your own home, with who you love, you mind your own business, but you get equal rights. And there were sad stories where there would be, you know, two individuals who love each other could not visit each other in hospitals. It's like, I don't care if you're best friends or brothers, like it kind of sucks. But it's two guys that they spend their lives together and they can't be there with, you know.
And there are ways to handle that without changing the fundamental definition of a foundational element of society.
Which is the main issue where I see this going to a total collapse. And the reason is in New York, for instance, 31 genders are protected under their human rights law. But there's
that's discriminatory to the 32nd gender.
It's not. It's because the law actually has no limit. They define gender expression, which is protected as self-expression, which means anything you want.
Right.
Anything
you want. You are.
Here's the best part. New York City recognizes agender as a protected class. Agender, of course, means not having a gender. The bathrooms in New York, we went to the zoo, New York City, the Central Park Zoo. The bathroom said all gender restroom. And I just simply said, where's the no gender bathroom? Because, but it's funny, right? But it is in their law that there must be a bathroom for every identity, and lacking gender
is
not all gender.
Right.
So if they say this one's for all of them, okay, but what about for the people who don't have one? Well, now they're not. So this is the issue. So I was talking to a lawyer. I called a human rights lawyer and asked him about this. And I said, in New York, and I said, the city defines gender identity as self-expression. And it says you can't be discriminated based on the clothes you wear or what your name is. That's for obvious reasons, right? If there's a male individual and they call themselves Janet Wear Dress, your clothing and your name cannot be used to discriminate against you. What if it's a person who dresses up like a wolf and calls themselves Volciferon, Herald of the Winter Mist? Can they be denied a job because they want to wear a full fursuit, you know, costume? And the lawyer said it won't pass the laugh test. You go to a judge and say
today.
Here's my point. He said you go to a judge and tell them that you're transgender. We understand what transgender is in the spirit of the law. You will be protected. You try to claim your Volciferon. They're going to laugh and say, excuse me. And then I said, so the judge has the discretion to laugh at a person they find absurd. And he was like, well, yes. And I said, what if the judge finds a man dressed as a woman is absurd? And then he was like, well, I suppose he could. And I'm like, right. So the issue is, you might argue culturally a judge will not allow Volciferon to be a protected class to have this job. But really, once a judge just decides it, it will happen.
Standard.
Yeah. It will.
Have you been following the stuff that's going on with the USDA? There are like 20 attorney generals that have sued because they rolled out this like school lunch line, and they were like, except we're going to say that LGBT and transgender are protected under the sex-based discrimination. And they're like, you're unfairly expanding Title IX. What are you doing? And I don't know if the USDA has responded yet, but it's all supposed to be part of Biden's let's protect everybody policies that he started as soon as he got into office.
Well, and again, I would argue to bring it full circle, this is the reason to take the power away from the federal government, right? I mean, if they have the power, this is human. Humans have power. They exercise power without restraint. And so the only way we restrain them is we take that power away.
I want to jump to this other story as well, because we've kind of got... What I do find fascinating is that we often talk about, you know, the old 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the slippery slope arguments that were coming up around gay marriage. And now we actually have Rick Santorum, who is very much there for those fights. We have the story from TimCast.com.
You look like you're having flashbacks right now. You okay? Should we get some water? All right.
I always say, people say you started those fights. And I said, no, I didn't start any of these fights.
But I finished them.
I mean, it's the idea that, you know, Republicans are culture warriors. No. We didn't change the culture. The other side changed the culture, and all we're saying is, the idea that you can go, I always use this example of, if you want to change the ecology of, affect the ecology of a swamp by building a bridge over a swamp, you have to file tens of thousands of papers and reports of how this disruption of the ecology of the swamp is going to affect every creature in it. Yet we can uproot the moral ecology of this country and have not a single study, not a single report, not a debate. And this happened because a few judges decided to do this. And then all of a sudden the national media and everybody got behind it. And within four or five years, we went from one state doing it to it, it became a constitutional right. The idea that we are going to completely upset 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years of human moral ecology, and just because someone wants it to be that way, is insane. It's just an insane thing, and now we're seeing the consequences of it.
Well, we have this story here from TimCast. Transgender cheerleader cited for criminal assault after choking out female teammate. I mean, that's a story. A 25-year-old male apparently choked out a 17-year-old female. The crazy thing about this is that the trans individual then followed them into the bathroom, and there's a video of these young women locking themselves in a stall saying, like, basically, get away from us, get out. You're a man. You have a penis, things like this.
No one saw that coming.
I mean, to be honest, who did?
Yeah.
I mean, people may have had questions about a slippery slope. And there were points being made like they're going to start teaching our kids in schools about this stuff. And the left said, and they said it to me, no, that's never going to happen.
No.
I actually did campaign work for these organizations back in, I think it was 2010. And they said that's insane. It's a right-wing talking point. It's never going to happen. Now we have books in school libraries showing lesbians having sex with each other. Or I guess you can't
call it.
To first graders. So that literally happened, but no one thought we'd get to the point where you'd have biological males taking cross-sex hormones, attacking teenage girls. No one could have seen that coming.
Well, and now it's much worse than just that. I mean, the story, it shows the problem, but we have prisons where we're taking men and putting them in women's prisons because they identify, quote unquote, as women. And shock of shocks, they rape women. Shock of shocks, women are getting pregnant.
Like, who saw that coming either?
That's stunning, right? That a guy in a women's prison is getting women pregnant. And the left, that's not that they didn't see it coming. They don't even admit that it's happening. You won't see those stories in the corporate media.
Did you see this horrifying story recently that male inmates bribed a prison guard who let them into the women's division, and all of these men went in and brutally raped all these women? This is why we separate men and women.
It's called basic biology, right? So we understand that these things happen. So we set up systems to prevent them from happening so that men don't victimize women. And what the left is arguing for now is women basically have no rights. If you're a woman and women have fought for equal rights for a long period of time, none of that's relevant. If you were to say you're a woman tomorrow, you get on.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
All of that stuff because you quote unquote identify as a woman. Like, and there's a fundamental question going around. People make fun of it, but what is a woman, right? And the left literally can't define what a woman is anymore. That shows you the absurdity of the position.
And the reason it happens is because people who understand and know the truth are cowered into not speaking it.
Yep.
And that's why you get beat up for what you say. And thank God, I mean, you stand up and you say what you're going to say. But look, a lot of people don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to be called the B word or the R word, or you pick a word out. They don't want to be vilified. And that's how you lose. That's how you lose a country. That's what it comes down to, courage. I mean, people don't have the courage to stand up and speak the truth. And yes, you will suffer from speaking the truth sometimes. Anyone really not doubt that standing up for the truth and standing up for what's right has consequences, but people are afraid to take those consequences now.
Yeah, I got to tell people, man, I don't know. In my experience, standing up and always just staying true to myself is the path of success. But for a lot of people, they're scared, I guess. I've taken a lot of risks in my life, and not everything has worked out perfectly, but you just keep doing your thing, and you keep saying, I refuse to back down. And
I'm going to call you on this one. Standing true to yourself, that's great, but yourself has to seek the truth, right?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people say, oh, I'm for that 25-year-old cheerleader to be there because I'm just standing up for what I believe. Well, okay, but is what you believe true? Is what you believe right? Have you really done the work to get to the bottom line as to whether, right, you know, whether it's true or not? So just stand up for what you believe. That's not good enough. You got to stand up for what's true, and you have to be able to explain why it's true and why doing this is in the is beneficial to humanity. It's not just the person who may be offended or who wants to be a wolf, but how this makes our country and our society a better place.
I was going to say, I am a huge fan of the libertarian movement, but one of the disservices I think it did to people in my generations was to tell people, oh, well, it's okay to, you live your life here and they're going to go live their life over there. And you pretend like it's not happening. I think that we forgot that we can just stand there. We don't have to intervene necessarily. We don't need to bring government into this, but I don't have to say that I would replicate your lifestyle. I don't have to say that I believe what you're doing is morally correct. We forgot that we are allowed to comment on these decisions.
It was supposed to be tolerate. Tolerate doesn't mean accept. Tolerance.
But they will never be satisfied with tolerance.
Right.
No.
They want affirmation.
Yeah, and we're required
child sex change surgeries.
Well, yeah, and we're required to participate and celebrate. You know, way back when in the Stone Ages, when I was in law school, I had a blue mohawk. I know I don't look like a guy with a blue mohawk right now, but I'd walk around with this blue mohawk, and I knew that the vast majority of people who were looking at me thought, man, that dude's a freak. Like, what's he ever going to do with his life? I knew that. I'm okay with that. I had a blue mohawk, right? Mm-hmm. But nowadays, we're supposed to look at people who I think are really weird, doing really strange things, and we're supposed to accept that. We're not allowed to criticize it. We're not allowed. Like, I'm fine. Like, have your blue mohawk or whatever the equivalent is today. Doesn't mean I'm not going to say out loud, that's hilarious, that's weird. I think that's okay. We're allowed to be critical of each other.
You know, I was just thinking, is like, imagine if you went out advocating for child lobotomies and you were like, you know, we got to give children lobotomies so they can be happy. Why let them be sad? You hate, they're committing suicide. If we lobotomize them, they're going to say you're crazy, right? The thing I was just thinking of is we're at the point now where the left is saying it's not crazy to give children sex changes. I mean, a few years ago, if you went around advocating for this, they'd probably tell you to shut the fuck up. Maybe 5 years ago. Now it's like the norm is you must accept child sex change medication, therapies, and surgeries. How long until we are like, just fucking lobotomize them? Then they'll be happy forever. If the issue is these kids will commit suicide, well, then cut their fucking brain out and they won't do it. Or give them Xanax. I don't know. Make money for the pharmaceuticals.
Or we have countries, I mean, again, I have a child with disabilities. We have countries like Iceland saying, we've eliminated Down syndrome. What does that mean? That means they've aborted all, it's eugenics.
Yeah.
And so, and eugenics is there, it's real, it's coming. I mean, if you've seen the movie Gattaca before, but
and it's stupid. It's terribly short-sighted and
it's
stupid.
Coming. It's coming. The problem is real. It's not a movie.
You guys
it's real.
It here first.
Right?
The problem with eugenics is that we do not understand the human genome to the extent that we can manipulate it properly. That's why you need a diverse gene pool without tampering, because a diverse gene pool breeds resilience. But if we go in and start saying, here are the desirable traits, here are the undesirable traits, we don't know what we're eliminating in the long run.
But that's it. You're making a utilitarian argument. I'm making a moral argument that engineering people is just wrong, no matter whether it has genetic consequences or not.
But what if we should be an amazing piano
right?
player?
I mean, it doesn't. I'm not saying it doesn't.
No, my point is simple: is that it's social suicide.
Yes.
It's genetic suicide. It's not the idea they have is I can make my son daughter better, and it's like Yeah, and then in three generations, humanity's like unable to breathe.
And these are the
air
same
properly.
People who would say Hitler was a horrible person because he wanted to create a master race. What the heck are you doing?
Well, and so what is better, and who's going to decide what's better? And the answer is, oh, it's your betters. It's the same people in Washington, D.C. that are doing everything they can to ruin our lives right now.
It's going to turn out they're going to say, you know that gene we isolated that, you know, made people's hair turn gray, and so we added this thing to make... Turns out that actually makes the pancreas work too, and now they are dying. Like we don't understand these things, that there is a correlation between many elements in the human body. Some are vestigial byproducts. You're like, okay, we'll get rid of it. Oh, actually, that was the enzyme that did this. We're not there. Maybe we'll come to a point where we fully mapped out the genome to such a degree that we can eliminate genetic diseases. And there's a different argument to be like, I don't want someone to have Alzheimer's. Versus,
you think these arguments are actually going to stop people from doing it?
Of course,
the answer is no.
They're going to say, "I want my son to be 6 foot five, super ripped," and then they're going to buy weird designer manipulations. Their kid's going to come out, and for the first few years, it's going to be great, and they're going to have a heart attack at 18, and they're going to be like, "How did this happen?"
That's because, and it goes back to a more fundamental issue that science has become a moral free zone. That if science, it's whether you can do it, not whether you should do it.
Yeah,
and we continue to go down that road. And You're right. There will be disastrous consequences, but that it's whether we can, not whether we should.
You could make a great sci-fi short film, 100 years in the future, humans all live underground. And what happened? How did this happen? Was there an apocalypse? Like, you know, someone comes out of cryogenic freezing. And it's like, wow, 100 years, everyone, their skin is pale. And they're like, well, you know, when humans started getting involved in eugenics, they started eliminating genes that were undesirable, and they accidentally got rid of the one that produces melanin. And now we can't go out in the sun.
It's not a horrible way to live. I personally wear a lot of sunblock. Like, that's not the worst lifestyle.
But it's, you know, it's like, it's something like
living
that.
Living underground?
They're all blind. They're all blind. We didn't realize that gene was actually an important, you know, building block of, you know, optical nerves. And
well, so all of this is based around the idea that we can understand everything. And right. This is the materialistic worldview. It's not a faith-based worldview. The reality is, from my perspective, I would say the reality, the truth is, there is a God. We are created. We can't understand God. We don't know the plan. And it's just hubris to pretend that we can. It doesn't mean we shouldn't study science. If you know the history of science, it actually comes from a faith basis. It's an idea that we should understand the way that God made us and God made the universe. Yeah. But this idea that somehow we're in control of all that and we can understand everything. I mean, we're these little tiny creatures in the universe.
What do you think the biggest moral authorities are in today's culture? Because church attendance is famously down. Where do people look for their moral cues? Because obviously some people are born with stronger inherent senses of morality, or are they...
The Kardashians?
Yes, that's true.
I mean, social Johnny media, Depp. Right. And I'm being facetious, but it's actually true. So people are looking to those kinds of people as moral authority. Athletes who say inane, asinine things and saying, well, if that's what they think, then that's the truth. And so this again, going back to the shame and honor in a culture, like the heroes that people have nowadays, it's unbelievable to me. I don't understand it. They're sports figures who have no knowledge of anything in the real world. They make many, many millions of dollars for bouncing a ball up and down a court or playing football, whatever it is. But people look at them as the moral authority in society. That's part of what's broken.
Yep.
I think there are some great spiritual leaders out there that are speaking in using this, you know, podcasts and other types of methodologies to reach out to young people. And I think there is an underground out there, and I believe it's growing. You hear all these works about, you know, worries about, you know, the nuns are increasing, not Catholic nuns, but people don't believe in anything, and that may be true, but I think we have a society that, particularly of young people who have been told so many lies that make no sense to them and make no sense to any of them, and they're searching for truth. They're searching for something that is deeper, that explains their inner desire to see the world beyond what it is, this material world, but something bigger than that. And I think you're going to, I'm one that's counting on a revival coming soon. And I know that's counter to everything we see, but I think it's coming.
Well, I got good news for you. My longstanding hypothesis or theory is that the future is going to be very conservative. the left will be, the far left people will be more like me in the future. And then the right will be traditional Christian conservative for one reason. Well, for a couple of reasons. The left aborts their kids.
Yep.
They don't have kids, or they abort them. They sterilize their children. That in and of itself right there is simple math. So
not if they control all the institutions of power in the country.
But right. Yes. But the big move for homeschooling is probably panic mode for them. That's why they're like, don't say gay bill. It's like, well, because the right has figured out where their weakness is. Mm-hmm. So I talk about this quite a bit, and it'll be my final thought for the segment. There was a study. I was reading this a couple of years ago. In the 2000s, they found that Republicans, conservatives, had 2.05 kids on average, and liberals had like 1.7. Simple math dictates 18 years from then, you're going to have more conservatives than liberals, right? Sure enough, Pew Research showed that Gen Z ticked slightly more conservative than liberal for the first time in 100 years. A younger generation was a teeny bit more conservative, still very progressive, comparable to millennials, but a tiny bit more conservative than millennials. So that flipped the whole thing, because since, as we've been tracking generations, it's been conservative moving to liberal, and now it went slightly back. Why? A lot of people thought it was because Gen Z is based, that they've realized the truth and they've been red-pilled. No, it's because there's more of them. That's it. So if the left is advocating for sterilization of their children, for abortion, these horrible things that y'all have consistently tried to prevent, but have seemingly been unable to do so, well, the end result is going to be an ebb and a flow. They're going to diminish their ideology. Conservatives are going to start winning in schools. School choice is a huge thing, homeschooling. And then in 20 years from today, in 40 years from today, it's going to be overwhelmingly right-wing Christian.
You know what? I would add one more thing to that, which is it's not just a cultural phenomenon. It's a human phenomenon. There's a normal human phenomenon for generations to rebel in some ways culturally against their parents. Mm-hmm. It's what adolescents do. It's what young adults do. And so when you have a completely woke society, there's going to be a natural pushback. Young people are going to be like, that's not cool. You guys are old. That's stupid stuff. We don't believe that stuff. And so I think that ties into what you're saying. There's going to be a broader cultural pushback as well.
Yeah, I think we're seeing it too, mostly because it's a cult, man. The left is just, it's a non-theistic religion, and it's extremely dogmatic, and it's unfun. You know, just taking people's movies. You know, I'll tell you this. You guys, have you heard of Resident Evil?
Yeah.
So I love Resident Evil. And when they announced the show, I was like, oh, that's really cool. And they race swapped one of the characters. So they cast a black bald man to play a character who's a white blonde guy. And I don't care about race swapping. Like, I think acting is acting. If a, you know, white person can play a black person, a white person, as long as it's not relevant to the core idea of the character. Right. Like, you can't have the Black Panther played by some white blonde guy. Like, that's right. Ridiculous, right? He's from Wakanda. But what threw me off was I didn't know. And so when I watched the show and they said Albert Wesker, I was like, okay, well, in the video game, he's dead. So I was like, oh, so this must be a plot point. It's not really him. And then I realized later on, no, I just didn't realize that they race swapped the character. And so that's the kind of thing that's pissed off a lot of people.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people who argue it was Scarlett Johansson was going to play a trans character and then she canceled the film project because of the backlash. And it's like, dude, if you're an actor, you're pretending to be someone else. It's fine. But now we're in this era where like a trans character can only be played by a trans person. A gay character can only be played by a gay person. And it's like, okay, dude, whatever, dude. I don't care if, you know, a black guy played Albert Wesker. I just didn't realize it because the character was dead. I thought they were doing a plot point of like an imposter or something. Yeah. So these are the things that kind of happen when you play games like this. But anyway, my point there is a lot of core fans of these old stories, these old properties are upset that it's being changed and manipulated without their understanding, and it's pissing people off. That's creating a big cultural pushback. But I'll leave it there. Rick, Mark, it's been a blast. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having us.
Coming on. Pleasure. Thank you.
And for everybody who's a member, you make it all possible. Thank you so much, and we'll see you all next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.